The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, if there's one thing that the Irish have in common with the French, it's the love of cinema. And Aoife Barry from thejournal.ie, numbers going to the cinema seem to be increasing dramatically as the economy recovers.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, we, like you said, we're a country, they're a nation that loves going to the cinema. We really enjoy it. We spend our money, we go there. According to the latest figures, cinema admissions went to 4.7 million in the 3 months from the beginning of January to the end of March last year. That's up 16%, I think, from the previous year. And that's more than any previous year since 2008.
And this is despite Netflix and all the various other things that people can sit in to do.
Exactly. So it's the idea that we're massively into, you know, binge watching. We love watching, you know, our Stranger Things episodes one after the other. We love accessing any film that we want to online, but we also really love going to have the experience of going to the cinema. And that's really what going to the cinema has always been about. It's not just catching the film, it's the whole experience that you have there, sitting down and getting immersed in it.
Sinéad Flynn from the Irish Film Institute, are you benefiting from that pickup in interest as well?
We are, yeah. I mean, I suppose we found over the past number of years that cinema is somewhat recession proof. It's a relatively cheap night out, and people can come together and enjoy that experience that Aoife is talking about, where you just you remove yourself from any distractions that you might have at home, and you sit down in a darkened room and watch a cinema with others, and you can come out then and chat about it. But we've found that people have continued to come and are still coming today.
And you offer something slightly different, though, don't you, in your selection of material at the Irish Film Institute?
Yeah, we do. I mean, I guess our programming is very broad. We have a considerable number of Irish films, so we would have about 20% of our programming would be Irish output. We then have European material, seasons, retrospective work. There are some technical aspects of our programming that people really enjoy, like our 70mm in the cinemas. We have a new 4K laser projector. So people enjoy knowing about that stuff and can become quite fetishistic actually about film stocks.
I'd imagine there must be lots of people outside of Dublin who must be quite envious hearing that, because they don't get the same range, even though there are many fine cinemas throughout the country in the larger towns and in the other cities. They don't perhaps get the range that you're offering just to Dublin viewers.
Yeah, it is tougher for smaller regional cinemas, but we are doing our best to reach out, and we're working with the Bell Table in Limerick, with the Model in Sligo, the Triskel in Cork, with kind of formal or informal arrangements. So making sure that kind of European material is getting out there, so that screens aren't all dominated by mainstream American fare. And there's other agencies as well. The Access Cinemas, who work with film societies around the country, allow people to sign up, and over the course of a 8 month period, they can, you know, weekly see material that we're seeing in the IFI.
Now, it's a new edition, or is it really a new edition? Maybe it's an old edition reimagined in Rathmines in Dublin, the Stella Cinema, very close to the Swan Centre Omniplex, which has all of the mod. It's a great cinema as well. But you've opened, Carl Geraghty, the Stella. Tell us what's different about this.
I suppose it's quite close geographically to the Swan Centre, but it's light years apart in terms of what we're offering. You know, at the moment we've had Murder on the Orient Express on, which is also showing across the road in the Swan Centre. But I think what we're offering is much more of a night out, and it's an experience, it's an occasion. So, you know, you're coming in, you're able to order a cocktail, you have food getting freshly prepared for you. You've got giant armchairs to sit in, beds, couches, there's an ottoman.
Beds? Yeah. Hey, some of our production team are very interested in the idea of what sort of beds?
Basically, if you imagine, if you're somebody that likes to sit up close to the screen and you sit in a chair, you have to arc your head back and you end up with a very sore neck. So what we've done is we've put beds down the front, so you lie down and you look up. So it means you're not having to arc your neck back, and you don't end up with a sore neck at the end of the film. And it's very, very comfortable.
OK, and do you change the sheets afterwards?
It's not quite that type of bed.
That's what people wanted to know inside here. But tell us a little bit about the Stella. I remember being in there almost about 20 years ago, and literally a fight broke out and bottles started flying from the back of the cinema down towards the front. And it was a bit of a kip.
Yeah, I've heard all sorts of stories. I mean, the things that used to go on in there, the things that used to live in there. So it's all changed now, I can assure you.
But you ripped out everything, like the ceiling, to show the original
That's right,
walls
yeah.
and everything.
Like, it had been subdivided into two cinemas, the main auditorium So there was a false concrete ceiling put in about two thirds of the way up. So anything above that concrete ceiling, the original structure remains. So we've been able to restore that, and down below what had been taken out, we've attempted to recreate. And then we've put our own touch in it in terms of making it a little bit more luxurious, and as I said, more of a special hideout. I mean, to put it in perspective, the original capacity, and we've recreated the balcony's gone back in, it's the same size, it's in the same position, but the original capacity was, I think it was 1,283. The new capacity is only 215, and the reason for that is you've got about four times the space that you would have in a normal cinema. It's like going to, not that I've tried it myself, but I'm told it's like getting into first class in an airline. That's what coming to the Stella.
So what are the prices like?
The prices are a little bit more expensive. It's €19. So it depends on your perspective.
That's before your food and drink.
That's
and all
before
the rest
your food
it.
And drink. So if I mean, to some people, I think it's probably too expensive. You know, some people will feel that they would rather go to a regular cinema.
They'll go across the road to the Swan,
exactly.
Watch Murder in the Orient Express with a bucket of popcorn,
exactly,
or whatever.
And they'll
€10 ticket or whatever.
€5 or whatever, that, you know, €12 to go in. But I think there are. You know, we believe there's a market there where somebody wants to go and really make a special night out of it. I mean, the example I would use, myself and my wife, we've two children, and for us to get a night together to go out, get a babysitter and organize everything, it's a pretty big undertaking. So we want it to be worth it. So this is a night out where it is going to be worth it. It's something really special.
Okay, Aoife Barry from thejournal.ai, what's your assessment of the likely interest in something like this?
Yeah, well, I live nearby, and every time I've passed by, I've been really interested in what it looks like on the outside. And I think the key, really, when you look at your Instagram account and things like that, is the attention to detail that's there. So I think that's what's really selling something like the Stella, is that idea that it's kind of an event. It's not just going to another cinema to watch something. It is more expensive. You know you're going to be paying a little bit more, but the fact that you've had so much attention to detail is the thing there. And I suppose the question is what, you know, consumers want when they go to cinema. So say, like, I'm a member of the IFI, and I'm a member because I really, like, love the breadth of stuff that I can go see there, and I want my money to go to them. Do I want then also to have a night out that's very, very different, where I've kind of got cocktails and, you know, lamps next to a table next to where I'm sitting? The question is really as well, how accessible is cinema to people? So I live in Dublin. I'm really privileged to have loads of access, but if I lived in a different part of the country, like, I'm from Cork, the Kino closed down. That was the Arthouse Cinema. We have the Triskel now. That's obviously kind of limited in what it can show, but it's doing a really good show of things. The Capital Cineplex, where I used to go with my friends when I was younger, that's now, you know, apartments, and it's also shops too. So the landscape's really changing for people. So it's how accessible are things to people and how much can they afford
to spend. Yeah, because Sunniva Flynn, you're in the IFI, but there was a tradition in Dublin, wasn't there, that almost every suburb around the city centre had its own cinema, and they've all gone with the exception of the Stella reopening.
Mm, that's true. Yeah, I suppose the Stillorgan cinema is still there. There's a cinema in Dunleary. There's still cinemas dotted around the suburbs. But yes, there were cinemas that had loyal clientele who would come. There was some cinemas where you could reserve your seats for a season and you'd go every Sunday night. You know, there'd be your particular family seats. So I guess people are more transportable. People can get into the cities more easily, and so that they are coming and they're becoming patrons of city centre cinemas. It is a pity that local has been lost, but hopefully the alternatives with the, you know, places like the IFI or the Lighthouse or the Stella, you know, places that are offering a little bit more will satisfy the hunger. And I think genuinely people are, you know, keen to devour cinema. You know, and I think this is a process that's been going on over the past 10, 20 years. That, you know, we had the IFT and the old Sugar Club, where people came along and exposed themselves to lots of world cinema. And I think, you know, our job has been to continue that process of cultivating audiences, of, you know, opening a window on cinemas.
But a large part of it is the cinema experience, isn't it? Of actually going out with other people, having the big screen in front of you, rather than watching. Well, you probably could see the same thing on Netflix in 6 months' time or somewhere else.
Well, it's interesting seeing, like, as you're seeing the growth of stuff like IMAX screens and, you know, going to the cinema with these huge big seats and, you know, it being this, like, multi-sensory thing, where I remember seeing Star Wars last year and I could barely sleep after seeing it because it was just so, like, or 2 years ago, it was so in my face, that now you're having not really so much the backlash, but as a response to that, you're having something like the Stella opening, and you're having people obviously always going to cinemas like the Lighthouse and the IFI because they provide a very different experience. So it's a question of how broad experiences there are for people and how many kind of things people can access. But I certainly like the more intimate thing, but you do like a big night out as well of watching a big screen film.
I'm going to have to leave it there. I'm out of time, unfortunately. Thank you very much, Aoife Barry from thejournal.ie, Sunniva O'Flynn from the Irish Film Institute, and Carl Geraghty, director of this Stella Cinema in Rathmines.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.